Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the final Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast for 2022. The 2022 is drawing to a close, and I've got to say, I'm actually, again, really looking forward to a new year and a new challenge. In fact, and I've spoken about this before, I have been creating a sort of a journal for logging everything that we're going to do and planning for 2023. And I've been talking about this a lot with you guys a few weeks ago now, but I have actually now put it into plan. And if you look on the, if you log into your account and head to this podcast, you will find there are PDF downloads for you to use and have a look at. And let me know what you think of them as well. Of the designs that I've come up with. Now, I've got to admit, I'm not exactly the best at designing these sort of things. I've got the ideas in my head, but getting them down on paper is another thing. So I came up with my idea, and I thought I'd share it with you. I'm going to be using it myself, because I believe that planning is everything that it's all about. So, what are these PDFs? First of all, I should say they are in A5 size. Now, I choose A5 because I actually find A5 is a bit easier to carry around. So A4, a bit too big to carry down to the allotment. A5 is just a nice size. And I've brought myself a Filofax. I've used printed or I've bought A5 Filofax sheets that can be printed on to print these PDFs off. And then I just print them off and pop them into my Filofax, and there they are, ready to go. Now, I tend to use both sides of the paper. That's pretty easy to do with a printer using duplex, but quite often you just have to set it up correctly. So, first of all, we have got the first PDF that I created is called Goals 4. And what this is just a chance to list the goals I want to achieve for 2023. So at the very top, we've got goals for, and then there's a space to put in whatever year it may be. I've decided, or I wanted to build this, that it's future-proof. Then I've got listed spaces to write down 5 different goals. So for me, it's going to be to use Grow Your Own to beat the cost of living crisis, to grow as much food as I possibly can on my garden and allotment, to have food growing all year round, and a couple more. I'm going to be talking about this on Monday's podcast as well. Underneath that, I've got this year's target. So a target might be I want to grow, 30 kilos of tomatoes by September. And then you can put that down there. And then when you actually achieve that, so if you achieve it early or late, you can see that on here. And then I've, on the second page, on the back, if you like, I've added a place that just for making notes about how to achieve these sort of notes. So that is the first one. Now, next one is pretty self-explanatory. Seeds I want to grow for this year. So we've got the type, the variety, where you've bought the seed and sown. So the type might be tomato, variety, Crimson Crush, bought. If I've got them, I'll tick it off. And if I've sown them, I'll tick them off. Quite a simple one, that one. But again, I just think it's a good way of getting plans going ahead. Then I have the growing plans. So this is basically what I've decided to do. I want to try and keep a track of what's going on in my garden. So I've put a location. So for me, that would be the vegetable garden or the allotment or the patio garden. Bed identity. So I number all my beds 1, 2, 3, 4. Whichever one that might be gets a number that goes in there. Bed family. So that would be brassicas or legumes or roots. And then I've added areas that I could just fill out what will be going into this bed. So I could be putting, let's say this is a beans bed, peas and the variety, broad beans, the variety, French beans, runner beans, and so on. You get the idea. It's just a chance to write that down so I know what is going where. Again, these are printable, so they can print as many or as few of as possible. So that was growing plans. We've done the seeds. Right, to-do list. Again, this is pretty explanatory. So the task, this is a very simple task, location. So that might be the garden or the allotment. Priority is it important? I like to do high, medium, or low priority. High being it needs to be done straight away. Low, it can wait. And then done, which is just simply ticked off when the task is completed. That's a fairly easy one. And then the real one is the gardening journal. So, gardening journal, date, the date that I would be doing whatever I want to do in the garden. So let's say I was in the garden today, 29th of the 12th, 2022. Location, the veg garden. Time started, 10 o'clock. Time finished, 12 o'clock. Weather, sunny but cold. Changes noted. Bit warmer, bit drier than yesterday. Ground is still very wet. Tasks tackled. Put up my weather vane, cut up some more wood and covered over the chickens and cleaned them out. Food harvested, haven't harvested any food. And other notes that might be just saying I just want to make a note of. So that is the five pages I've came up with so far in this sort of gardening journal that I'm going to be trying out this year and using. As I said, they are in A5. I'd love to get your feedback on them. I'm going to be talking about this in a bit more depth on Monday. I've already printed mine off and I'll be setting about using them over the weekend and going through what I am planning to do. Now, I've tried to keep this very simple, something I believe in, and hopefully that will do quite well. I'm a big believer in, I've said before, keeping notes. I've always found some of the gardening journals that are out there to be a little bit poor and not very future-proof. I've wanted it all to be future-proof. So there is that, my thoughts on that. Love to you guys to go and check out those PDFs and see what you think of them. As I said, head to the blog post for this podcast. I know you often get it in an email, but you can always log into your account and there it is in the blog posts for you as well, and you can check out the PDFs. On that note, somebody in the past when I've talked about this has mentioned that it would be good to have an online thing, way of logging it down, and I am looking into how we can do this. My current thinking is we do have the forums, and there's nothing stopping you to go into a forum, start your own forum and fill it out in there. Let us know what you're doing and so on. Now, that could be open for everyone. There may be a way I can set it so it is private. I will look into that if there is enough interest in it. Like I say, let me know what you think. Now, one thing I did do today that I haven't mentioned is I've sown the pepper seeds, which I believe are the final seeds for this month's load of seeds. Now, I do find these are sweet peppers. I find that chili peppers, sweet peppers, aubergines need a very long growing period, but they do need a bit of warmth to get started. So I've sown them in my usual seed trays with seed compost. And what I've done, I've just sown the seeds, scattered over a bit of compost, and then I've placed them indoors on my windowsill where they should stay warm and where they should germinate. I'm expecting germinating to take about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. I do expect they will be slow. And then we'll leave them to grow. And what I always like to do is I prick them out once the true leaves start to show. Now, you usually get the seed leaves, which are the first two leaves, and then you get the true leaves after those two. And when they start to show, that's when I start pricking them out and pop them in to individual trainers or pots. Because these are grown indoors, I'm probably going to pop them into small pots, and they will continue to grow. Keep an eye on them, keep them indoors till probably about March time. If the pots looks to be a little bit smaller, pot them into bigger pots, and I'll grow them on and grow them on and grow them on. March, I will get them into the greenhouse where they should be okay. We don't want a cold snap to kill them off. The greenhouse, and keeping an eye on the temperature in there. So hopefully that will be okay. And then again, as they grow and grow and grow, we can look at planting them outside in May if they are big enough, and that is time. Now, when they reach about 30 centimetres tall, it's a good idea just to cut off the growing tip, pinch it out, which just means snap off the very top. And what that does, it just encourages the plant to grow a bit bushier. And then we'll start to see flowers. And once the flowers start, that's when I feed with a tomato feed. Hit it twice weekly with a tomato feed. Water, I try and water every couple of days, I find, with peppers. They do find they need a bit of dryness, a bit of chance to dry out in between. But that's easier said than done some years. Then the peppers will develop and pick those as required. They taste sweeter, as I find, when they are younger, but the flavour does develop and change as they get a bit older. So it's worth just experimenting and see what you like with those. Very easy to grow peppers. They just need a very long growing season. So start off with that. Right. Well, that is it for this week. That is it for this year. We're going to hit 2023 flying. I'm hoping to be a lot more prepared and organised for 2023, as you can tell, with all these plans and things I'm putting into place. I look forward to speaking to you on Sunday in the new year. So until then, please take care.